Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Yes! Yes! Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show on Monday. I'm obviously excited about digging in. The weekend is past. News is breaking, and I feel like we're out of it.
Yeah.
Traveling all over the place. Poor Joe. How are you today, Joe?
Oh, man, I'm doing all right, brother.
I'm breaking tradition of 643 straight shows, asking producer Joe how he's doing. You're doing all right? That's good. We got to get that out of the way. The show cannot officially begin.
Yeah.
People look forward to your answers on that, so I don't want to disappoint anybody. Had a busy weekend. Folks, I've got some really good news for you about a video show, finally. It's probably not what you expect, but this weekend I was out in Dallas doing some things, and we'll have some promos for you this week. So when I get those promos, I'll make the announcement. Joe knows what it is, but they're really cool promos. So I have been at it nonstop.
Yeah.
But there is a ton of breaking news, again, about the biggest scandal in modern American history, and I'm about to scramble your eggs again. Okay, today's show, though, brought to you by our buddies at WaxRx. Thank you, WaxRx. You've been a great sponsor so far. Hey, folks, when your ears aren't clean, they can get pretty uncomfortable. I know this. I got a haircut last week, and I got some like little hairs stuck in my ears, driving me crazy. Thank God WaxRx sent me a bunch of free boxes, right? They itch. They're painful and get plugged up, making it harder to hear. It's a big problem. Many people use cotton swabs, candling, or drugstore remedies to clean their ears, but they don't really do the job. Folks, it can even be dangerous. Just read the back of cotton swabs. It tells you not to do that. Now you can get a real solution for stubborn earwax. The WaxRx earwash system is doctor-developed and works safely when other products fail. The WaxRx system is the method physicians trust the most, and it's just like the system they use in the office. Just like it, folks. Save yourself a trip, right? WaxRx comes with everything you need to safely clean out of your wax and condition your ears conveniently at home for less than the cost of a doctor's visit. It's a great system. Super easy to use, too. The doctor-developed WaxRx system uses special wax-softening drops to break down earwax inside the ear. It has a specially engineered pump fitted with a unique tip to gently deliver the perfect amount of cleansing pressure to flush wax away. Finally, the pH conditioned formula rinses and soothes your ears, making for the ultimate, most complete earwax removal system available. It's a great product. Here we go, folks. Visit GoWaxRx.com today to order your reusable earwash system today. That's GoWaxRx.com. That's GoWaxRx.com. And offer code is your promo code. Free shipping, folks. We always love that. Free shipping with promo code Dan, D-A-N. And that's how someone asked me, how do they know where the audience, I appreciate that you all want to give us credit. That's how they know. Use promo code Dan for free shipping. GoWaxRx.com. Okay. Before I get into something I wanted to double down on from last week, Joe, last week I had made the point to you during a show that did just bonkers numbers that, ladies and gentlemen, listen and listen clearly to me on this one. They are not covering up for Hillary Clinton, the Democrats who are panicking about the Obamagate spying scandal. Remember, keep it simple, Occam's razor. The Obama team spied on Trump. They did it unethically, immorally, and potentially illegally. And now they are covering their tracks as the memo is about to come out exposing them. Democrats are panicking. Everybody's a conspiracy theorist to them now. Joe, it's like you say, you know, the day has 24 hours. You're a conspiracy theorist. They're freaking out, folks. And I told you that during last week's show, if you missed Friday's show, for those binge listeners, you're probably listening right now and just finished. They are not covering for Hillary. It is critical that you understand this. I'm going to get into this in a minute. It's important that you understand the depth and scope of this scandal. They're not covering for Hillary. They're covering for Obama. And it was an angle I neglected to put in there. And this weekend I had an epiphany and I'm like, oh, I got to talk about that. But other components of this case that came out over the weekend that are fascinating that I was not aware of. Joe, remember the Comey presser, not the first one, on July 5th. The first one was on July 5th. He goes out and he lays out the case against Hillary Clinton in the email scandal and goes, oh, and by the way, folks, I would not recommend that she be prosecuted. Nobody would, because there's no case. Everybody was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Come again? Everybody remembers that.
Yep.
Remember the second one, right before the election, where he comes out and says, we are reopening the Hillary email case because we have found emails on Anthony Weiner, who was Hillary's assistant, Huma Abedin's husband, the disgraced, perverted congressman. We have found some emails on there. We don't know if they're old or new, but we are reopening the case. And everybody, Hillary was like, wait, what happened? Now, not to redo prior shows, but it's important that I set this up. This all is going to tie together, I promise you. The second press conference, a lot of people said, oh, look, Comey's got it in for Hillary. And I made the case on a show about 2 weeks ago, Joe, I don't know if you remember, that he was not trying to hurt Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
That he was covering for Hillary.
Yeah.
And I got a tidbit of information this weekend that I thought was fascinating that reinforces that point. Here's the piece I got. Joe, when you're in the Secret Service or the FBI, there's a constant battle, as you can imagine. You don't have to have been a former federal agent. There is a constant battle between, you know, the suits and the working guys, right?
Yeah.
Oh. The suits are the headquarters people. Right. You see it all the time in movies. Folks, this is real. It happens all the time. The headquarters people are located in D.C., whether it's the FBI, the Secret Service, the DEA. They're all next to the Hill. They're next to the lobbyists. They're next to the politicians. They get sucked into the D.C. bubble atmosphere, right?
Mm-hmm.
The agents out there in Tuscaloosa, the agents out there in Buffalo, the agents out there in Melville, where I was in New York, outside of, you know, in Long Island, they're not sucked into that. Let me make you full screen here so I can see that Elvis mug. They're not sucked into the DC bubble.
Right.
I don't mean this in a nasty way. I mean it almost as a compliment. They haven't been tainted by the ass-kissing atmosphere yet. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
These are FBI agents in the field who are chasing bank robbers, child molesters, you name the crime. Financial credit card fraud, mm-hmm. Secret Service agents who were chasing counterfeiters. We were cops. We were cops with federal badges. That's what we did.
Right.
You're not familiar with the intricacies of the D.C. swamp, the swamp rats and the slimy swamp creatures in D.C. You don't get to you know, you're not embedded in the culture. I think I've made the point clear on that.
Mm-hmm.
What does this have to do with the second Comey press conference? The point I had made about the second Comey press conference was, I believe, and now I believe even more, that Comey gave that second press conference show about, hey, we're reopening the Hillary email investigation, because he was absolutely convinced Hillary Clinton was going to be president. And based on the texts of Peter Stroke, his number two in counterintel, now we see it. Hey, maybe we shouldn't go in there interviewing her loaded for bear,
mm-hmm.
which was one of his texts to his girlfriend, who was also working with the FBI. So now we know they already knew Hillary was going to be president. Remember, folks, put yourself back in that time period. Don't view it like we see it now with Trump as president. View it as it was on July 5th and in that period up until the election. Chris Saliza from The Washington Post said the odds of Trump winning the election are approaching zero. No, but Joe, you and I both know nobody believed it. We believed it. Go back and listen to the shows. They're all on tape. I mean, we can't fake it. But very few others did. I made the case that Comey gave that second press conference knowing this was going to come out, knowing that there may have been information out there, and this is going to tie to how this is an Obama scandal in a minute. And he figured to himself, I don't know what, if he wanted to be the attorney general or what, or if he just wanted to continue on as the FBI director. But Joe, he's saying, mm-hmm. let's clear the deck for Hillary now. She's going to win. Let's get it out there so that afterwards she doesn't have to answer questions and have a tainted presidency.
All right.
Because, Joe, the question would have been then, well, if you guys reopen the investigation, why didn't you say something before the election? Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, Comey, folks, don't forget this. Comey is absolutely sure Hillary's going to win. He doesn't think he's hurting Hillary. He thinks he's helping her. I know this sounds ridiculous, but I got a tidbit of information that's going to make this make more sense in a second. Because you're probably saying, well, why go out 10 days before an election and say, we're reopening the investigation into Hillary? Because he's absolutely convinced she's going to win. He doesn't want this to stain her presidency afterwards. And he doesn't want to have to talk about it afterwards either. So he's clearing the deck, Joe. Got it?
Yep.
The piece of information I get this week is pretty simple. Apparently, and forgive me, I was not aware of this, the emails on the Weiner laptop, gosh, you can't say that without smirking, especially given the guy's history.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say Anthony Weiner's, because this is a family-friendly show, and there's nothing Are you like a crazy person? So I'm doing my own sound bites now. But here's the thing. The Wiener laptop emails had been discovered or had been a part of a New York field office FBI investigation.
You see where I'm going with this?
Now I hear myself a little bit. Okay, we're good. Sorry, we had a little technical hiccup there, folks. The New York field office agents, Joe, knew about what was going on with the Wiener case. Remember now, go back a second. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you there's this disconnect between cops in the New York field office, guys who are street cops, they're FBI agents, these are bank robber chasers, that's what they do, and the headquarters suits that are trying desperately to squash this Hillary investigation. There are people out in the New York field office now who know what's going on, Joe. They have these emails. So what I'm hearing now is Comey, who is desperate to protect Hillary, and his consiglieres, Peter Stroke, Bill Priestep, and all the others out there, Comey's now worried, Joe, that New York field office agents are going to leak this to the press. So now does the press conference make more sense? Because an understandable response for a lot of you out there would have been, well, you know, okay, he thought he was helping her, but he had to know this was also going to be really damaging PR and drop her poll numbers. Folks, what's more damaging? Comey leaking it in the way he did and clearing it right away, which is what he did as well? Or New York field office agents leaking the real details of what happened? And the answer, of course, is the former. Comey out there doing it himself. This was an effort to protect Hillary the whole time. They were clearing the deck. Now, why is this important? Folks, I said I was going to get into, let me just start, because I've got so much to get to today, and I desperately don't want to, my biggest fear, folks, is not getting you this information, because this is so important. Folks, I had said to you on a show last week, this case is about Obama. Yes, Hillary is involved in Uranium One, the Frank Giustra payments to the Clinton Foundation after Bill Clinton takes a trip with him over to Kazakhstan to get them access to the uranium. This is all Hillary sitting on the CFIUS board. Hillary, obviously, the Hillary email scandal intimately involves Hillary because she sets up the server, the private server. But I made the case to you last week that this was largely an Obama scandal. Now, when I say Comey, and Joe, if I'm losing anyone here, please, you got to stop me and say, brother, I'm not getting this. I'm trying to make the case to you now through bullet point number one, that the second Comey presser is to clear the deck for Hillary because they don't want these questions resurfacing during her inevitable presidency.
Okay.
I believe the questions that were going to resurface were more damaging than I had led you on to believe. Now, big time hat tip to Andy McCarthy. I will put an article up at the show notes, please, at Bongino.com. Please read them, folks. Please subscribe to my email list. I will send them to you. It is a great article, again, about why this is an Obama scandal. Read through it again, and I'll put up an American Thinker article that doubles down on this. Joe, Hillary had emailed Obama on her private email server. Folks, Hillary did not have a state.gov email. Every email Hillary sent to people was over a private, non-secured server. Understand this. Why is Comey desperate to clear the deck? He's desperate to clear the deck because he knows Hillary emailed Obama from Russian soil. On an Obama email that is likely not Obama at White, WHO.EOP or whatever, White House, whatever their official formal addresses are. EOP, Executive Office of the President. Comey knows that the Russians probably have these emails, Joe. Now, the question is, does the OIG, Michael Horowitz, who's investigating all of this, have them too? Does he have emails from Barack Obama to Hillary or Barack Obama to Loretta Lynch or Loretta Lynch to Hillary to Barack Obama? And what the hell are in those emails? Now, the reason I bring this up, and someone tweeted to me the other day, said, I liked it when you speculate. You said, I'm speculating here, but I'm speculating to paint a picture. And I'm not speculating based on a lack of evidence. We know, folks, for example, the press conference happened, correct? So for all the idiot liberals who want to call this a conspiracy theory, the press conference happened. Mm-hmm. We know the New York field office now of the FBI had some information about some emails on Wiener's laptop. We're now reasonably confident that Comey wanted to override the New York field office, beat them to the punch, and clear the deck in the press conference by putting the information out there so it wouldn't hurt Hillary later on. The question I'm asking you now is, what was in those darn emails that was so damaging that Comey altered the course of a political election by deciding to jump out in front of the cameras? What was it, 10 days before?
Yeah, something like that.
What was in the emails? Folks, I'm telling you, this was an Obama scandal. Now, what I don't know, so I'm clear, let me be clear, is what we know Hillary and Obama emailed themselves. That we know, Joe. Mm-hmm. That's not in dispute. We know Loretta Lynch had a private non-government email she should not have been using under the pseudonym or nom de plume. What was it? Elizabeth Carlisle or something like that?
Yeah.
We know Obama's administration through EPA also, where his prior EPA administrator also had a history, of doing this, setting up private emails to circumvent government monitoring on the government system, Joe. We now know Hillary emailed Obama.
Mm-hmm.
The open question I'm asking you, which will blow the doors off this thing and scramble your eggs big time, is does the Office of Inspector General organizing this whole thing, Joseph, do they have the emails too? And what do those emails say? Now, I have a theory for you here, folks. Let me see that I'm going to get into. Sorry, we're just jumping around a little bit. But I have a theory I'm going to get into here in a second based on, and I'm speculating a bit because let me be clear. I don't know if he has the emails. I'm sure he has Hillary's 33,000 missing emails.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly sure if in that pile are emails to Barack Obama. So just to be clear on what I'm putting out there and what I don't know, I'm working on getting those answers as hard as I can. I'm shaking every tree I can. It's just not as easy as it looks, folks. People are afraid. They don't want to talk. They don't want to talk over certain, you know, mediums. It's
sure,
obviously, so it's tough. We don't want to repeat the same mistakes the President of the United States made emailing Hillary. But I'm not sure that. But I have a theory here, and I'm going to back it up in a second. Before I get to that, though, today's show also brought to you by our buddies at My Patriot Supply. Folks, preparedness matters. I was a former Secret Service agent. My whole livelihood was based on preparedness. And one of the things I do, and I put my money where my mouth is, these are My Patriot Supply is a sponsor of my show. I buy their product. Folks, I'll be happy to post the receipts for the purchases, the many I've made, on my Twitter account, at DBongino. But I support this company because I believe in being prepared and having a supply of emergency food myself. We have the North Koreans threatening EMP attacks. We've already seen what a dangerous storm season can look like. Natural disasters, folks. We saw what happened after Hurricane Katrina. It will. There is having not having an emergency food supply. You shouldn't speak in double negatives. Having an emergency food supply is one, for me, it's like mental health insurance. I don't want to have to worry if, God forbid, the food supply chain goes down for a month that I don't have food for my kids. This is, knowing it's there, it's good for 25 years, but folks, you could need it next week. Go to preparewithdan.com. That's preparewithdan.com and go pick up a $99 one-month emergency supply food. Now, I buy multiple boxes. I have... Gosh, I don't know. I should count them because I keep saying I don't know because I don't go into my closet and find out. I probably have between 6 and 10 maybe boxes of emergency food in there for My Patriot Supply. One was a comp, but I bought the rest of them. This is an absolute must in a volatile world, folks. You have to have an emergency supply of food. We ensure everything in our lives that matters. Go pick up a box today. It's just $99. If you have 4 family members, pick up 4 boxes. They give you deals, by the way, as you purchase your way through the website, which I love. Go to preparewithdan.com. That's preparewithdan.com today. $99 for your emergency supply of food. Okay. Now, again, just recapping where we were. I opened up the show by saying Comey was trying to clear the deck with that second press conference. New information I got this weekend was that the FBI New York office had information that would have been damaging to Hillary. Comey's afraid of leaks either before or after the election. Comey gives the second press conference, figures he's going to put the information out there. Hillary's now free and clear for her presidency, thinks he's helping her. He actually hurts her. I'm suggesting to you that that information that he has maybe emails from Barack Obama or to Barack Obama. I don't know that yet. I do know Hillary emails Barack Obama. I do know that Loretta Lynch is also operating a private email account. And I'm suggesting to you that if the 30,000 emails that are allegedly missing from Hillary, which I'm telling you they have, are emails to Barack Obama, they could be damaging. And what could they be about? And why would I be bringing this up now? Yeah. Hat tip to another great source who emailed me this weekend. He said, Dan, you're forgetting about this piece from Sean Davis at The Federalist from months ago. This piece will be in the show notes today. It is an absolute must read. I can't tell you what to do. You are my loyal listeners and I love you, but I can highly, highly recommend you read this piece. And that's the difference with my show notes at Bongino.com and my email list. I don't only get you today's news. I get you yesterday's news. That is re-important today. It was important then. It's re-important now with new information. They said, Dan, don't forget this one. Folks, it was a great piece by Sean Davis at The Federalist. Again, it'll be at Bongino.com. And Joe, right around April of 2016,
yes,
when Hillary retains, follow me, folks, this is important, Hillary retains a law firm, Perkins Coe. They retain this law firm, and they use one of the lawyers there, a guy by the name of Mark Elias, to pay Fusion GPS to start this investigation into Trump. So we following?
Yeah.
Follow the money trail. Mm-hmm. Hillary and the DNC pay a law firm, Perkins Coe, because they don't want to pay Fusion GPS direct, Joe,
sure,
because they want to hide the money.
Right.
You can't pay a company that's going out using Russian intel, right? You want to hide it through lawyers. They pay Perkins Coe. Perkins Coe, one of the lawyers, Mark Elias, goes out, hires Fusion GPS, who grabs this Russian intel from this guy, Ed Baumgartner, if you listen to last week's show, and they put together the dossier on Trump. This then makes it into the FBI, which basically means that the Department of Justice and FBI were acting as political operatives for the Hillary Clinton campaign. Hmm. That's as simple as I can make that. Why does the missing emails and the fact that Obama may be in those emails himself matter? Because in roughly around this same time period in April, when Perkins Coe was brought on board, Joe, who pays Perkins Coe to? Obama for America, his former campaign. Oh, how did that happen?
Say what?
Say what is right.
Oh, hell no.
That, are you like a crazy person? Where is you got?
Are you like a crazy person?
Now, I know that's what liberals are saying. They're like, you must be a conspiracy theorist. No, folks, these are actual payments. Now, how much did Obama for America pay Perkins Coe? $10, $20. They bought remember Bazooka Gum, 5 cents? They bought a pack of Bazooka Gum, maybe a pack of Topps baseball cards, maybe Dunruss if they were really in. No, Joe, they paid him $972,000 right around the same time.
Oh, jeez.
Crazy how that happens, isn't it? Now, Obama for America is paying Perkins Coe. That's paying this guy to go, where Mark Elias works. Mark Elias is paying Fusion GPS to go, shuffle the Russian deck, get money from a London-based PR firm by a guy named Ed Baumgartner, who's getting information from his, quote, Russian sources that are making its way into the FBI, which has now become fully hijacked by the Hillary Clinton campaign and is now working like... I'm not talking about the working agents. Please, let's be clear on this, folks. I'm talking about upper-level political managers at the FBI who are now working like a private security force for the Hillary Clinton campaign. Now, Obama paid them, Joe, for... Let me be clear on this, because the left will dig through every single piece of this. Obama for America is paying $972,000 for, quote, legal services. And who at this point is retained as a lawyer in certain proceedings for Obama for America as part of those legal services? Oh, Mark Elias, the very same guy who's paying Glenn Simpson and Fusion GPS, by the way, to go shake the trees in Russia, do a PR firm and their so-called sources, and Christopher Steele, who's been, I think, a dupe in this, who knows what, I shouldn't say a dupe, he knows what he's doing, mm-hmm. but his name is being used to give credibility. Steele's a former MI6 agent. Oh, look, he found the information on Trump. It's got to be legit. Joe, are you following me here? How nasty and disturbing this case is getting?
Oh, I'm following you. I think everybody followed you through that one. This is quite nasty, man.
So just to be clear, to rewind where we're going with this,
yeah.
So everybody's tracking, okay? Comey has to give a second press conference, clears the deck. He knows there's devastating information out there. New York field office agents find something. They find something on Wiener's computer. There are allegedly 30,000 missing emails from Hillary. Are some of them in there? And I'm telling you, I think the ball that's going to drop, and let me just say why I'm saying this, Joe. There are some sources out there I trust. There are some I don't. I started good, and then they're just getting crazy. But there are some sources out there I trust that have been telling me and others that the memo that's about to drop is just a smidgen of what's ahead, Joe. And I'm suggesting to you that what Comey already knew, or that Horowitz may already know, is some of these emails, maybe emails from Barack Obama. I'm telling you, based on what I just told you, Joseph Armacost,
yes, sir,
that if those emails are emails about coordinated payments from Obama for America to a law firm that Hillary's already retained to go and get information on Donald Trump from Russian intel, we now have a full-blown corruption scandal of epic proportions that ties right into the West Wing of the White House, and they are going to have few places to run anymore. Obama's only defense, Joe, is going to have to be, I don't know. So you were either the dumbest president in American history who had no idea what was going on in DOJ, the FBI, your FBI director, none of it. Or you did know, and you're going to have to admit you were knee-deep in a corruption scandal. Now, keep in mind, Joe, Comey's already admitted to briefing Obama on this stuff. Not on this specific stuff, but there are already meetings with Comey and Obama. So either this didn't come up and Comey's hiding it from Obama too, which he's never said he did, or Obama knows what's going on.
Dude.
Now.
Dude.
Yeah, I know. I know. Folks, I swear to you, as my loyal audience, and I mean this, every day I do this, I say to myself, I get it, folks. There's more out there. There's DACA going on, State of the Union tomorrow. I totally get it. But so many bombshell smoking gun stories are coming in every day that I feel like I'm doing you a huge disservice if I don't put this out there. And as I tweeted out yesterday in the gym, the liberals are going scorched earth, folks. Smoking gun almost means nothing anymore, Joe, because you know what they do? I kind of jokingly tweeted out, but it's sad.
Solid.
I mean, it really is. Smoking gun doesn't mean anything anymore because the liberals, what do, Joe?
Boom.
Booyakasha. They shoot the guy who finds the smoking gun and hope the next guy doesn't find the smoking gun from the guy who shot the guy who found the original smoking gun. They are going to go scorched earth on this. Gateway Pundit had put out a piece that I had tweeted that out, too. They are going to go scorched earth. Now, I want to hat tip the American Thinker guy. Was it Joe something? I have his piece in the show notes, too. The title of the piece is Democrats are going to go scorched earth on this. Read the piece in American Thinker. It's awesome. It talks about, Joe, how this is going to come out when the memo comes out. And potentially, I want to be crystal clear on this because I don't know this yet. But I feel very good based on the evidence. And potentially a bunch of Obama emails may come out. Those Obama emails could be devastating in conjunction with the memo and the 5 months of texts that were, Joe, missing, that we had said on the show were not missing, that are now we know aren't missing, are going to paint a picture so damaging to the Democrats and Barack Obama that they are going to character assassinate anyone who touches it. You are going to be a conspiracy theorist. They are going to dig up anything and everything they can on you. They are going to go scorched earth, folks, because they can. Remember, the Republicans never lived down this Watergate thing because Nixon was a Republican. The Democrats understand the damage this is going to do to their brand, and they are going to shred anyone who touches it with a platform, me included. I'm ready. It's okay. Now, let me make one more. I know you love this, Joe, because I can see Joe's facial expressions. And Joe's like, you know, Joe's like my wife. Like, he likes detective stuff. And the fact that we're intimately involved in the uncovering of this has given me and Joe new life. I mean, the show has doubled its audience. Joe and I look forward to every show. I mean, I always like the shows, but there are some shows that excite me more than others. I have never felt more alive than these shows because I know, Joe, and I know you feel the same way. Uh-huh. That the work me, Sean Hannity, Sarah Carter, and others are doing, I know it's important. And I know it matters. I know we're on the right side of this, folks.
Dude, with that information you're given today, this is, to me, even bigger than the first show we did on this. about a week and a half ago.
It's mind-blowing because I know there are people out there, and I understand. Again, I'm not knocking others who are doing great work, too. And you know who you are out there on Twitter, these folks, because there's like, again, there's always this rivalry. Like, I got it first. I don't care. I'm giving other people stuff. How many times am I going to say that? Sean Davis at the Federalist. Andy McCarthy at National Review. Do we ever not cite people, Joe?
Always.
That guy Joe at American Thinker. His article will be in the show notes today. I didn't make this up. But there's some people out there saying, go slow. Don't try to attach this to the White House. Folks, I can't ignore evidence. Why would we ignore a money trail that goes right back to an organization called Obama for America? Why would we do that?
You can't do that.
It makes zero sense. I'm acknowledging that we don't know yet that these Obama emails are out there. We know they happen, right? I'm acknowledging to you we don't know if we're out. I'm telling you, get ready in case they are. We can't ignore the evidence. Now, I'm going to make another connection to the White House for you that, again, is going to punch you right in the face. Right around the time these payments are being made from Obama for America to the law firm that's also working for the Hillary campaign, the same law firm that's paying off Fusion GPS to put together the fake dossier on Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this will be in the book, by the way, all this in a flowchart. Obama for America is paying Perkins Co. DNC and Hillary are paying Perkins Co. Perkins Co. is paying Fusion GPS, who is working with the FBI on this dossier to destroy the reputation of Donald Trump. Who else is working for both of them? Well, one of Barack Obama's White House officials, who is intimately involved in crafting messaging and things like that, a woman by the name of Shayla Murray, she's working in the White House as well. This is all in the Sean Davis piece. Who's Shayla Murray's husband? Shayla Murray's husband is a guy named Neil King. Who is Neil King? Neil King has shared bylines in the Wall Street Journal as a reporter with who? Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS. Now, who gets hired by Fusion GPS, right around the time these payments are being made from Obama for America to the law firm that hired Fusion GPS for the DNC? Oh, Neil King. And Neil King's married to Shayla Murray, who's crafting messaging in the White House, who's working in the White House at that time, right as the time is the White House's campaign arm, Obama's campaign arm, is also paying the law firm that's being paid by Hillary to gin up a fake dossier? Folks, listen to these shows twice if you have to. But what do we say, Joe, in every show? Remember the names.
Remember them, yeah.
Remember the names. If you don't remember the name Glenn Simpson, you're doing yourself a disservice. This is the guy who's running Fusion GPS and is being paid by the DNC and Hillary Clinton to get fake information on Donald Trump that makes it back to the FBI. Remember, the communication channel and the order matters. We said this in a past show. How are all of these people approaching the Trump team in this, what I believe to be a setup? Sergey Milian, Emin Agalarov. How are all of these people, Alexander Downer, approaching the Trump team? And how is the information constantly getting back to Fusion GPS? Folks, I'm telling you, this was a setup the entire time. The entire time this was a setup. The level of coordination is still open. Notice, I said the level of coordination, not that there was coordination between Fusion GPS, the FBI, the Hillary Clinton campaign, and the White House. We're not talking about it existing. I just painted to you a conclusive picture of both money and people involved with the White House, also involved with Fusion GPS, who is unquestionably involved in feeding information to the FBI. The only question, Joe, is the level, not that it exists, the coordination.
Mm-hmm.
That is why I want to dial back to where we were in the beginning. That is why it is critical, critical that these Obama emails eventually show up. Because they could potentially be the smoking gun of smoking guns to show that it was this scandal, Joe, the entire time has been about Barack Obama. Now, I know I'm going to, this is like, now we're getting into like real hairy stuff.
All right.
But This is going to be good. All right, before I get this, because I got, folks, I'm sorry, but we got to get there. These sponsors keep the show free, so my apologies. But before I get into it, I just want to make sure we get our reads done, and then I can finish this up for you. And now I'm really going to blow your mind. Today's show brought to you by our friends at iTarget. Folks, you have a firearm? If you know, you should get one. I mean, legally, of course. I mean, I'm a Second Amendment advocate, but I absolutely believe in self-defense, and you should learn how to operate a firearm and operate it safely. What is one of the best ways to do it? The iTarget Pro system. That's the letter I. People love this. I get so many great emails about this. I enjoy responding back. The iTarget Pro system. What does it do? It is a laser bullet that drops in the firearm you have now. You have a 40 caliber weapon, 357 SIG, 38 special, 9mm, whatever it may be. You don't have to make any special manipulations to your firearm. What do? You drop this laser bullet in. And when you dry fire, of course, you do it safely. Folks, as we used to say in the Secret Service, check it twice, check it three times. Look, listen to it if you have to. Feel the chamber. Make sure it's empty. Safety, 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 safety. Drop the laser bullet in. Into the chamber, when you depress the trigger in a dry fire, because it's obviously not a live bullet, the laser bullet's going to emit a laser onto a target that comes with the iTarget Pro system. The greatest part about this thing, Joe, instead of just dry firing and being like, I think we hit the target there, you're not going to know. It's dry fire, right? When you depress the trigger, it's going to hit this rubber backstop on this laser bullet. It's going to emit a laser onto the target. You see exactly where the round went, just like that. You get to practice over and over. You don't have to go to the range. Now, listen, the range is great. You should go to the range when you can, but it's expensive. You got to clean the gun. You got to buy the ammo. You got to drive there. You can practice in the safety and security of your own home. The nice part about this, too, is you can practice in your home under legitimate tactical situations. Sadly, you may find yourself in one day. You know, you want to roll out of bed and put the target somewhere safely. You can do that with the laser system in there, this laser bullet. You can depress the trigger on your own weapon in a dry fire, and you'll see exactly where those rounds would have went from, exactly where the shooting platform you would have shot from would have been. Competitive shooters dry fire 10 times more than they live fire. Folks, this is a great system. People love it. The customer service is spectacular. The website, the letter itargetpro.com. That's itargetpro.com. Promo code Dan, you'll get 10% off. That's 10%. That's a nice discount, folks. iTargetPro.com. That's iTargetPro.com. Promo code Dan for 10% off. You're going to love this thing. Give it a shot. Okay. Now I'm going to blow your mind a little bit. Now I'm hesitant to bring this part up, but I think it's fair a bit to speculate now on motive. When I was a criminal investigator, both with the NYPD and with the Secret Service, at some point you're looking for motive. Right. Because motive, although not necessary, folks. I mean, if Joe Armacost, you know, counterfeits $10 million in U.S. notes and he gets caught, motive's good to know. You want to find out if he knew other people. Was he looking to, you know, was he looking to pay off some debt he had? I mean, it's nice for explaining the crime, but it's not a requirement. Motive is going to help you understand this whole story. And I think I'm onto something a little bit here based on a tip from Andy McCarthy's piece. So hat tip to him, and I will include the piece in the show notes. Read it. This will make sense in a second. Again, let's just rewind, not this show, but what we're trying to explain from episode one. The Obama team sets up the Trump team. They got to dirty up the Trump team. They don't like the Trump team. They know the Trump team's a threat. These targets approach the Trump team. As they approach the Trump team for to try to get an in, they're feeding information to Fusion GPS, which is feeding information to the Hillary Clinton campaign, which is coordinating with the FBI, managers at the FBI, to try to take down the Trump team. It's a sting operation the entire time. Obama's spying on Trump. They're trying to get the traffic on Trump as they're approaching him. They want to get them dirtied up big time, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to suggest to you that Hillary not only was trying to set up Trump, but was setting up Obama too.
Oh, crap.
I saw Joe. I knew he was setting something up there. Folks, McCarthy, in one of his pieces, and again, I'll have in the show notes, he says something in there that's interesting, and I'm not sure if I brought this up before, and if I didn't, shame on me because I'm bringing it up now. The use of private email in and of itself, anyone you email is going to automatically know you have a private email.
Yeah.
Because you've received an email. I know what Joe's email is. Joe has a couple email. One for Conservative View, and he has a Fastmail account.
Yeah.
I know, because I always screw it up. If I get an email from Joe, it's pretty much evidence that I know Joe has a private email, because I got an email from Joe. Hillary emails Obama at one point. Again, this is not up for debate. This happened. Emails Obama from Russia. Hillary's not stupid. Hillary is not dumb. Hillary's manipulative. I think she is the most deceptive politician I've ever met in my lifetime. I worked with her and I was not impressed at all. I was impressed by her deviousness, but that's not impressive, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You may say, I don't get where you're going with this. I think Hillary emails Obama from Russia purposefully, because now she knows she's immune from prosecution later on during her presidential run. And why would she know that? Hat tip Andy McCarthy. Because the minute Obama responds to one of those emails, Obama will never prosecute her. Because if Obama prosecutes her, what's she going to say, Joe? What about Obama? Doesn't he go to jail too? Look, he's got a private email. He sent me this on a private email. This is classified. I was in Russia. You may say, wow, Dad, that's like 7 degrees separation from Kevin Bacon or whatever that stupid game is. Ladies and gentlemen, Hillary's not dumb, okay? That act she put on when Ed Henry asked her, did you wipe the server? What do you mean, like with a cloth or something? This Hillary is extremely smart. This is not a stupid woman. Hillary likely understands full well, emailing Obama from Russian territory means, one, the Russians are going to intercept it.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, the minute Obama responds or gets the email, she is now immune from further prosecution, because Obama under no circumstances will have his Department of Justice pursue a case against Hillary knowing his email's evidence too. There's no way. I have a note here, Joe.
Yeah. I see it.
It says, Hillary has them all by the, let's just say, hair. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And McCarthy's, he doesn't go where I'm going. You know, Andy's a great guy. He's understandably reserved. He's a lawyer. I'm looking for motive here. I think Hillary understands at some point she's in a lot of trouble with this. She either gets word that this is not going well, her lawyers tell her it's not going well. They may have said to her at some point, hey, Hills, you're in a world of hurt right now. You're going to run for president, and there's a darn good chance you could be prosecuted for, you know, for having classified information on your server. Classified information, by the way, folks. Do you understand how classified information works? Why Hillary's case was so damning, folks, because I don't think I've backed this up yet. And Hillary knows this. There is information, Joe, contained, sensitive compartmented information that's contained only on specific computers. They are not connected.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to download it. Or I shouldn't say download it off the internet. So I have to go to Joe's apartment to get information that Joe has, right?
Right. Okay.
That information, Joe, it's only in your place in Arnold, Maryland. That information appeared on Hillary's private email. Now, Joe, you don't have to be a detective to figure that out. How did it get there?
Hmm.
There's no way to do it, Joe. You can't email it. It's not connected to the internet as we know it. Why Hillary's case is so damning is someone, Joe, had a... You see what I'm doing here?
Mm-hmm.
I picked up my notebook. Someone had to go in a facility, either write the information down or memorize the information, walk out of a sensitive facility, then put it on the open internet. It is absolute evidence of a crime. Don't get lost in what happened here. The information on Hillary's email did not mistakenly wind up there. Joe, for me to do this, right?
Yeah.
Right. I have to physically take notes.
Yep.
I have to walk out of a facility that unquestionably, I've been in these places, by the way, folks, says on the door, you are entering a classified information facility. You are not to take information. It is not as you sign in, you sign out. It is not a mystery that information doesn't leave there. That information is on Hillary's email. She knows she's in trouble. She knows she wants to be the next president. Once she's the next president, Joe, it's all going to go away.
Yeah.
But I have to make sure my buddy, and I'm using air quotes, Barack Obama, because I think, folks, you all know Barack Obama and her are not buddies. They have never been buddies. Remember Bill Clinton telling Teddy Kennedy, hey, Barack Obama, man, he would have been getting us coffee a while ago. That, he really said that, by the way. But Bill Clinton, they are not friends. Hillary has to dirty up Obama, too. Mm. So she starts sending Obama emails. What a genius plot. What a genius. Folks, that happened. It's not a conspiracy theory. She emailed Obama. I'm just suggesting to you that the motive here that Obama gets sucked into, by the way, is that, oh, look at this. This is a beaut. I email Obama. He emails me back. Now he's baited in, too. He can never get prosecuted. You now see the genius of this Clinton scandal the whole time?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you may say, Dan, I thought you said it was about Obama. It is. Here's the coup de grace. It is an Obama scandal. Hillary baits him in perfectly. And they fall for it. The Democrats, Joe, don't like Hillary. The Bernie Sanders wing can't stand her. Elizabeth Warren's wing can't stand her. Barack Obama, they told him to go get coffee. Nobody likes Hillary. I'm telling you to revert back to where we were in the beginning of the show. The meltdown and the scorched earth campaign to stop the memo and to stop all of this from coming out is not to save Hillary. It's to save Obama. This has nothing to do with Hillary, the Democrat efforts. They would throw her under the bus like that in a heartbeat. This has everything to do with preserving the legacy of the liberal progressive messiah, Barack Obama. Once that falls apart, just like Jimmy Carter fell apart after the Reagan presidency, the liberals have nowhere to go. Everything was Obamacare. Everything was eponymously named, by the way. Obamacare, the Obama economy. He rescued us. All of this is about to be buried in a tidal wave of corruption coming ashore that no one in the Democrat Party is going to be able to escape from. She baited him in, folks. She baited him in. And it was beautiful. And I mean that in the most nasty way beautiful can be used. All right. One other point before I get to, I mean, you following me, Joe?
Absolutely.
Is this not just whole, that's why I said, folks, I have information about the census, about all this stuff going in my head, and I can't not put this out to you. I've never been so inspired to tell a story in my life. Never. I know we're doing important work here. I know it. And I know we're going to be vindicated. I put out a tweet months ago, Obamagate's going to blow wide open because I got a tip. All these kooky libs, oh, conspiracy theory nutbag. I said the texts were going to be found. Oh, conspiracy theory nutbag. We've been vindicated every time because I don't put it out on the show if it's not a damn solid source giving it to me. Let me bring up one more quick thing here. Rich Lowry has who's obviously not a Trumper, but Rich Lowry has a pretty cool piece at National Review. I will put it in the show notes as well. And he says now that, remember 6 months ago, Joe, we said when collusion falls apart, they're going to move to obstruction and they're moving to that now.
Mm-hmm.
Lowry says, listen, this is going to fall apart too. And he makes two great points. The obstruction of justice narrative against Trump. He goes, number one, how is Trump going to be credibly accused of obstructing justice by firing Comey when Comey's already acknowledged that Trump wasn't under investigation?
Yeah.
Folks, by the way, Rich Lowry is I don't know Rich. I'm sure he's a nice guy. I'm not going to be. He is not a Trumper. He's not at all. But he's like, this obstruction case is dumb. He goes, think about it. Comey, according to Trump, Comey has already told him he's not under investigation.
Yeah, I remember that.
Trump fires Comey, one of the alleged reasons is because Comey won't tell the public Trump isn't under investigation. So let me get this straight. You're obstructing justice by firing a guy who's already told you you're not the focus of a justice investigation? Does this make any sense to you folks? The narrative would be semi-plausible, Joe, if Comey walked in there and told him, you're under federal investigation. And Donald Trump said, you're fired. We need to look into that. That's not what happened. Do you understand that's not what happened? Trump was mad because Comey told him he wasn't under investigation and wouldn't tell the public about it. And Trump felt like it was damaging the presidency and his ability to get things done. Oh, my gosh. It was a brilliant point by Lowry, again, who is no Trumper. That this may be the first time in history they're told they're not under investigation, fires the guy, and then he's being accused of obstructing an investigation that's not happening. Remember, Joe, this is important. When Comey's fired, there is no Mueller special counsel.
Right.
There is no Trump investigation. There is a Trump team investigation that's been ongoing. But Comey's very careful to couch that it's not an investigation into Trump and collusion. There's a difference. Secondly, he brings up this terrific point about the alleged conversation with Don McGahn, White House counsel, where the liberals are now doubling down and saying the rumor out there from an anonymous source who told an anonymous source who told an anonymous source who heard something one time. No, an anonymous source told the New York Times that apparently Trump had said to Don McGahn, his counsel, go fire Mueller. Trump disputes it. I believe him. Apparently McGahn said we shouldn't do that and everybody backed down. So it's, I don't know how it's a crime to, you know, not do something. I mean, if Joe says, I'm not going to rob a bank, I'm not going to investigate Joe for robbing a bank. Okay.
Yeah.
So Trump did not fire Mueller. Obviously Mueller is still doing his special counsel investigation, which is absurd. That how are you obstructing justice in an ongoing investigation? It just doesn't make sense. But he brings up another good point. He says, number one, McGahn's advice was political, Joe. It wasn't legal. Mm-hmm. In other words, McGahn, the White House counsel, apparently wasn't telling Trump, don't fire Mueller because you can. Of course he can. He's the president of the United States. He falls under the executive branch, Mueller, and the DOJ. He can fire Mueller, no problem. Lickety split. McGahn's advice was political. Like, hey, this is a bad idea. Don't do it. It wasn't legal. I mean, of course, he's his lawyer. It's legal advice. But secondly, one of the stories coming out now, Joe, is that McGahn told Trump this because he believes, based on the level of cooperation, by the way, between the Trump team, Joe, he believes Trump's going to be cleared. So McGahn's advice is don't fire him because you're not going to be convicted. There's nothing to convict you of. And it's just going to make you look guilty. Again, how is this obstruction of justice? Are you people insane? And I get it. A lot of you are going to say, oh, Dan, you're a Trump guy. Folks, I'm just telling you what's already out there by people who aren't even Trump people who are saying this is really dumb. It's frustrating. It really is. All right. One more thing here on this. I'm running out of time. One of the liberal defenses I've seen coming out for this, and I want you to be careful. You have the information because I've been on Fox a lot and I've been debating liberals and they keep firing out new angles. I want you to have in advance. One of them now they've been saying, and I may have mentioned this last week, but I'm going to mention it again, is, oh, well, this Peter Stroke thing. Of course, the guy texting Lisa Page, all these devastating texts that are coming out. Mm-hmm. Devastating, devastating texts. One of the lines of defense has been, well, Mueller fired Stroke. Again, Stroke is not fired. He is still working in the FBI. I don't think he's been fired for one reason. And I have really good reason to believe this. The information Stroke has in his melon, his cerebral cortex, is so damaging that the Bureau is terrified of having this guy a loose cannon out there. That's why they haven't fired him yet. Stroke is not fired. He's just been removed from the special counsel, okay? One of the things they're saying, though, is, oh, but Mueller removed him, so it's all good. Folks, no. Stroke was the one intimately involved at every stage of this thing. He was on the special counsel. He interviewed Mike Flynn on the fake Logan Act violation thing. He interviewed Hillary Clinton. He was one of the people involved in the writing of the exoneration letter. He was one of the people meeting in Comey's office about this case all the time. There is no going back and changing history. This guy was a central player in the biggest spying scandal in U.S. history. There is no going back now going, oh, now that we removed them, it's all good. It's not all good because Mike Flynn is still charged and the special counsel investigation is still ongoing.
Don't fall for that trap. Stroke was intimately involved in decisions that already happened. Him leaving the special counsel, not being fired, Joe, makes none of those decisions go away. Are we crystal clear on that?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about the insurance policy thing. This makes it, puts it in a completely different light.
That was his text, that we need an insurance policy. You're right, in case Trump is elected. That was his text. Mm. I believe the insurance policy the entire time was the working with the OFA and the Hillary Clinton campaign to accumulate the dossier, to use it to get FISA warrants later on. All right. One last story. This is an interesting one, folks. I'm going to get to the DACA stuff, but I figure I'll wait to the State of the Union to see what happens on this, because I don't believe this. I get it. I'm a Trump supporter, and I thought we were pretty fair in our analysis of Puerto Rico. By the way, if you listen to last week's show about the weak dollar, to be fair to the Trump team, they're walking that back right now, by the way, which is good.
Yeah, notice.
Yeah, did you, right, yeah. Joe? So I hope that's great. So now they're starting to walk back comments about the weak dollar. Listen to last week's show and you'll understand. That's good. Strong dollar, strong economy, folks. Weak dollar, weak economy. That is an inviolable rule, okay? But I really don't believe that this offer on DACA, where they're going to legalize 1.8 DACA, what Trump's apparently offered 1.8 million DACA recipients a path to citizenship. I don't believe this was a real offer. Now, you may say, oh, you're just covering for Trump because, the conservatives did not like this deal at all. That's pretty clear, folks. They didn't like the amnesty portion. They didn't like the fact that chain migration and the visa lottery didn't stop right away. I'm telling you, I'm absolutely sure what Trump did here was strategically brilliant. He put out a deal. I said this to my wife today, Joe, giving the Democrats the core thing they said they wanted, right, Joe? DACA,
mm-hmm.
The 1.8 yeah. million, dreamers, as they call them. Americans are dreamers. Stop using their lingo, right? Knowing the Democrats will never cut a deal with Trump on immigration ever. Ever. So what does he do? He gives them what they want. Says, here, guys, here, deals, knowing he's going to take a little heat from conservatives, mm-hmm. but also knowing, Joe, at the same time, liberals are never going to take the deal. And what does he do? 4D chess, brother. Liberals come out going, oh, no, we don't want that deal either. Wait. I thought you were about the dreamers. Do you have the dude? We haven't played him in a while. Play the dude.
Yeah, well, that's just like your opinion, man.
That's all they have. That's all. He gave them what they wanted. It was brilliant, knowing the entire time they were going to come out in the meeting and go, oh, no, that dreamer thing we said we wanted? Yeah, well, that's just like your opinion, man. They don't have anywhere to go now. So I'm just saying to conservatives, hold your fire on this. I know you're upset about this proposed immigration deal. I'm telling you, it was not a real proposal. It was done to out the Democrats. I said it on Fox and Friends on, Saturday morning at 6:30. This was not a real deal. It was meant to out them as not being serious about immigration, and it worked like a charm. All right, I said I wouldn't get into that, but we'll see what happens at State of the Union. One final story. We spoke a long time ago about the census, how Obama was trying to change the census. Mm-hmm. You remember this, Joe?
Sure
they were
do.
Trying to add a new category, Middle Eastern and North African heritage to the census. Now, folks, liberals want as many subcategories in the census as they can get. Why is that? And I tried to write this out very simply. Why do liberals want labels? They want labels on people because they want you to be an American, but hyphenated first. Because when you're hyphenated, it's the first portion before that hyphen that they are going to tell you Republicans hate. They hate you because you're a minority, because you're a woman, union worker, whatever it may be. So liberals love categories because identity politics are centered on categories. If you don't have categories, they can't tell you Republicans hate that category. Okay. So they decided in the census, Obama, to put out an edict. They were going to create new categories. Again, Middle Eastern and North African. This would create new minority categories, which would create new activist groups, which would create new victims, which would create new lawsuits, which would create new lobbyists, which would create new government money going to groups who fit in the groups preordained by the census. Folks, this was a genius move by the Obama administration, again, to create new subcategories of victims being abused by the Republican Party that activist groups were going to have to lobby on behalf of to get their votes and to get their money into the Democrat machine. It was a genius plot. Trump squashed it. Nice move on Trump. Trump rejected it. Good job, Donald Trump said, no, we're just going to stick with this census as we have it now. No thanks. We're not going to create new categories of people. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. I'll put the article in the show notes at the Daily Signal. Read it. Maybe I'll get into a little more of it on tomorrow's show. It's a pretty cool story. But the Trump team sees exactly what's going on. It has nothing to do with recognizing people's heritage, folks, and everything to do about creating new classes of people, which Democrats can pander to and tell them Republicans hate them. Make no mistake. All right, folks, thanks again for tuning in. I really appreciate it. I will see you all tomorrow. Please go to Bongino.com and subscribe to my email list here. I got some great pieces in there today.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show. Get more of Dan online anytime at conservativereview.com. You can also get Dan's podcasts on iTunes or SoundCloud. And follow Dan on Twitter 24/7 at DBongino.